Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. And we want to welcome all of you coming from the Blog Talk also. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we just want to welcome everybody from every church affiliation, church denomination, every church background, every background period, and from every economic strata. God bless all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. He's been blessing over and over and over again, healing over and over again. I want to just ask you, if you know of anybody who needs a miracle, that's the assignment I'd like to give to you, that God has laid on my heart. If you know of anybody who needs a miracle, please give them this number. And just ask him if they need a miracle. Do you need a miracle? Ask him, do they need a miracle? If so, call this number. Get them on this line. And they, no telling what the Lord may do for them. And thank God for you. Many of you were on the line when we changed numbers. Some people don't text. They didn't get the text. Amen. And we'd like to ask you if you would give them a call. Let them know how to get on this line. Amen. Get the new number. Amen. So would you please do that? Lord, I'm asking you to remind people of who they should call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let's continue our prayer this morning, asking God to do great and mighty things, as well as praising him. Our main thing in this line, as well as any line we're on, is to praise the Lord. Amen. For centuries and even eras, for greater than centuries, God did not get the proper praise. People just bombarded him and used him to just kind of like just a Santa Claus. I just ask him all the time, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me, do this, do that, do this. You get tired of that. People just all the time, every time you see them, they want something, and they want to use you. God laid in my heart to have what we call this new movement. It's developing into a new movement where people have changed that. From the give me, give me, give me, there's a spiritual shift, and we have come with the thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all things. Amen. If he gave you a miracle, thank him properly. If he made a way, thank him properly. Whatever he did to you, if he healed your body, thank him properly. And then whatever God did for you, you want to thank him. Because he is making a way. He is giving miracles. All these things he's doing. And so you certainly want to be able and be mindful of him and thank him properly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh God, oh, we come to you as humbly as we know. Oh, God, just humbling ourselves as much as we know, God, to thank you properly for all that you've done. Nobody like you. Nobody in all the earth, all the world, nobody like you, God. We love you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. And we just want you to know that you are our God, no other God. You're the only true and living God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. My God, we're asking you to come on this prayer line this morning. Lord, you can do anything. The disciples were having a meeting, and all of a sudden you must have come through the wall and showed up right in the midst there. Son, you can show up anywhere. You can come through phone lines and show up on every phone line, and we thank you for it. Look on this prayer line. God, take over, asking that you forgive all sin anywhere, everywhere, in the name of Jesus, on this prayer line. And then, God, just forgive in Jesus' name. I ask also, Lord, that you would bless the people. Oh, they've gotten up to give you glory, to give you praise. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. A way out of no way, in Jesus' name. Look on those less fortunate, people who are down and out, people who don't have their lights on, don't have their gas on, don't have no water on, people who are trying to make it, God, and they need your help. Oh, God, have compassion. You're the most compassionate person on the face of this earth. And, God, I pray that you look on those who are outside, don't have shelter. Please look on them and bless them and help them to get the proper shelter. Those under bridges, those on street corners, and those on highway corners, exits. God, look on the people. Help them, God. I pray you help them in their minds and help them in every way that they need, I pray. God, give them a desire to work and to be self-fruitful in the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, God, those in prison, help them. Many of the people, I would say, one-third of those in prison, Lord, have been railroaded, and they're innocent, Lord. And many of them who are in prison have received stiff sentences, while people of different colors have done far, far greater and received less of a sentence. God, it's not fair. It's not right. And we need your help to get that fixed. If you would, Master, we appreciate you so very much. Those who are sick, God, we ask that you raise them up, touch their bodies, heal. And, my God, thank you for this, the children's bread. And we just ask you, Lord, for this bread that you heal, touch, and make whole. Bind the enemy, we ask. And we do bind him on this earth. You said whatever we bind or loose on this earth shall be bound or loosed. And we do take time to bind the devil. The blood of Jesus, just praying about him before I got on this line. And God, let the blood of Jesus get all on him. Because the blood of Jesus destroys every yoke. And the devil is a yoke. God, let the blood of Jesus get on him. Don't let him get on this line. Oh, God, bind the devil, we pray. And we thank you again and again for everything that you're doing. We want to ask all of this from the very first thing to the last in the name of Jesus. And we want to ask it for the glory of God. We give you praise and adoration in advance for what you're going to do, because our faith looks up to thee, the land of Calvary, Savior divine. We certainly give you praise in advance because we know that you're going to do it. Everything we've asked, you never failed us, and we want to thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Well, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I wonder if y'all are awake. I know the enemy doesn't want y'all to be awake because y'all are a weapon. Y'all are a threat to the devil, a threat to the enemy. And so he's going to try to put you to sleep. He's going to try to you just get you another week while the prayer is going forth. Just get you another week before they start praising God. And then when we start praising God, you you're not even there because the devil knows that you're a threat to him. Why do you think he's trying to attack you? Because you're a threat to him. Why do you think he's trying to do things to aggravate you? Because you're a threat to him. Amen. He's threatened by your presence. God has done so much for your life until he can't stand it. So while you sleep, you're not bothering him. While you're awake, that's when he gets threatened. He doesn't know what you might do to his kingdom. Yeah, don't fool yourself. He has a kingdom. He wants to make this world his kingdom. That's why you got evil almost everywhere. I said last night, evil is contagious. And you got to be careful with it because it will try to spread here to your right, spread to your left, spread to your top, and spread to the bottom, spread to the north, and spread to the south. So be careful with evil. It's contagious. God bless all of you. My Lord. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Have you ever spoken to a person that people don't speak back to you? That make you feel good. You'd be saying, they didn't even speak to me. I spoke to that lady. She didn't even speak back to me. Amen. I'm just speaking to y'all. Amen. And then, hallelujah. First of all, good morning to everybody on this prayer line. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just take time to speak to the Lord because he's certainly real. Good morning, Lord. Welcome to my
home. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I wonder who on this line. It just jumped in my spirit. I mean, I just wonder who on this line can give him praise and adoration, the most praise, the highest praise. That's hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to praise him about at least a minute or two. Can you hang in there? On the blog line, we praise him about 20 minutes every night. Amen. 15 to 20 for sure. And I wonder, can y'all hang in one or two? All right, if you can, let's give him some praise. Make the devil mad. Amen. And let him hear the praises going up to God. Come on, let's do it now. Praise check. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Y'all have done well. Amen. this morning, and I just want to just thank God for you. Oh, my Lord, y'all are some special people. They get up at 5:45, 6 o'clock, amen, to give God praise. And don't think he doesn't notice it. Oh, he notices it. And don't think he's not grateful. Where do you think you get the spirit of being grateful? Where do you think you get that attitude of being grateful from? You got it from God. Yeah. Bible says we were made in his own image. Yeah, we were made like God. God made us like him. And so God is grateful. And he gives us an attitude of being grateful. In our made state, yeah, we're just like him. Yeah, we think like him. Yeah, see, you got a son or a daughter. Anybody ever told you, oh, that boy is just like you. That girl is just like you. Oh, they do things. They even do things just like you. Well, that's the way he created us. Yeah, to do things just like him. And in our name state, in our natural state, the way he created us, we are just like him. We walk like him. We talk like him. We think like him. Everything like him. Amen. Because everything we got, every good thing we got comes from the Lord. And he even made all the evil things, all the bad things. Yeah, you know, somebody said, well, God is a creator. He created everything good. He did do that, but he also created everything bad. He created everything, good and bad. We don't believe it. Look in Genesis, I believe, 2 and 9, and uses the symbolism of trees. Amen. And he created the tree of good, and he created the tree of evil, all of it. And you better be glad he created evil and everything else in the world. Because if the devil had created and got a hold of it, oh, my God, you would have been dead 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. God, who's a merciful God, said, I got to create everything because the enemy wants to create stuff. He can't create nothing now because God has created everything. Everything that was made by him. Look over there in John, 1 John. John 1 and 1. Yeah, he made everything. So be glad that he made everything. He made, if you got gout, he made that. You got to be glad he made it because he can control anything he makes. Amen. And he made everything, so he's in control of everything. If you got leg problems, if you got feet swelling, if you got cancer, if you got diabetes, if you got anything, the Lord made it all. That's why we can call on him on this prayer line and do what he said, ask and it shall be given. And if any two of you on earth shall agree and ask anything of it, it shall be done of the Father. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So be glad that he made everything. Because whatever you're going through, he made problems. Yeah. Whatever problem you're going through, he can fix it. Well, anything he made, he can fix. So he made everything so he can fix everything. So whatever it is, if you got problems in your ears, he can fix it. If you got a problem in your eyes, he can fix it. Whatever it is. So be grateful that he made it. Whatever you're going through, amen. Even if you lost a loved one, bereavement. He made bereavement. So why did he make it? So he can fix it for his glory. Amen. He can fix it. All right. God bless you. That's my little message to y'all this morning. The Lord bless you. Didn't mean to get off there, but thank God for it. I want to go to the Wisdom Seminar. Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you on the line this morning? If you are, let me know. Amen. I want to go to the Wisdom Seminar. My God. We had a great time on the youth prayer line on yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Lord blessed it in a great way. And we were in 1 Thessalonians 5:15. I wanna see what this means to you. Amen. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. See that none render evil for evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Amen. I can jump in there, but I want y'all to jump in there. Amen. God put the mantle in my hand to try to grow people. And if you jump in there and let the Lord use you, and let me tell you something. Open your mouth and he'll speak to you. Amen. Mother Johnson used to say that she used to try, even though she studied, to show herself approved, a weapon that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Even though she studied, she said she got up one morning. No, she was at somewhere to speak, and she just had studied so and had something in her hand, try to read it and the things like that. But every time she tried to open her mouth, she couldn't do it. Amen. And finally, she remembered that the Lord said, open your mouth and I'll speak to you. And she laid the paper down and began to open her mouth. And oh my God, the Lord just started speaking and giving her scripture after scripture and blessing after blessing. And people, oh my God, the Lord saved and healed and delivered. Amen. You don't know what God's going to do for you when you obey him like that. There are people who are coming from other foreign countries on this line, just waiting to be fed. Amen. Oh, my God. Why don't you just open your mouth and let him speak to you for this scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. It says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And Master Pfeiffer, are you on the line here? Amen. God bless you. I'm going to open up that wisdom seminar to you. Yes. See that you render no evil for evil. Don't do it. Don't render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. Do the things that are good, both among yourselves and among your neighbors, all men, among the folks at the church, where church hurt is a terrible hurt. Just render good unto people. All right, the line is open to you. If you will give us your take on that, 1 Thessalonians 5:15, who wants to speak and just tell us what you have gotten here? Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody? Jump in there.
Good morning, 913 Kansas City, Kansas. And,
good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. That to me, morning, that to me means just because someone mistreats me and do evil deeds and evil acts and stuff against me, that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to sit up and think about how I'm going to repay them or someone to mistreat me or try to speak to me and all of this. I'm not supposed to sit up and hold hell in my heart and figure out how I'm going to repay them or something like that, or someone, you know, my neighbor, she had did some things against me, and I could have been evil, but no, the Lord did not allow me to do that. And Lord, behold, a few months later, my neighbor needed me to go in and wake up her children while she went to work and wanted to get her third and fourth grade little girl and little boy up. And I did evil and retaliated against her, I wouldn't have been a blessing to God's kingdom, because I look at, regardless of the way she treated me, she still needs the God in me. She still needs to get her children up and to make sure they weren't going to school the proper way, where they wouldn't get taken by the state and different things like that. She was a young mother, and she really, really needed assistance from her neighbor. And the Lord said to treat your neighbor the way you would treat yourself. So if I was sitting up there evil, full of hell, and doing her the way she was doing and acting toward me and my grandchildren, she would come out the house upset with her. husband some days, and my little grandchildren would say, hi, Miss Denisha. And she would just keep on walking. And one day I was standing, and she didn't know that I was standing right there in the door, and all three of the little boys, hi, Miss Denisha, hi. She just kept walking, not saying nothing. And yes, the flesh part of me wanted not to help her anymore, but with my mind, focus what needs to, you know, focus on the Lord and what needs to be done to help her and her children, I continue to do what the Lord will have me to do. So just because I was mistreated, that doesn't mean nothing. Now, when I was in the world, yes, I did repay evil for evil before I was introduced to the Lord. But today, no, just because someone mistreats me or don't say good morning to me and do little things and say little ugly words and stuff like that, no, I'm not going to repay evil for evil. God has that. And, you know, I'm mature enough now where most of that stuff don't even move me because I have a different mindset. You know, the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord. If he's for me, he's more than the world against me. So that's my take on it, Chief Ambassador. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good, good. Anyone else? The line is open to you. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila Brown. Give us your name and give us your take on that, on that First Thessalonians 5:15. I read it again. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Saints of God, y'all ought to be jumping in on this because you know the enemy has tried to attack you and has put in your heart when they hurt you. You know the enemy trying to get you to hurt them back? Why y'all trying to be quiet? You know you've been there. And the
well, praise the Lord, Chief. Amen. Good morning to you, sir. And all the thanks of the Lord on the prayer line this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. As long as I've been in church and on the face of the earth, I certainly have, the enemy has attacked us so many times with this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this is a teaching. Amen. When you say see that none, that's for us to see that no man, amen, render evil unto any man. We are to teach that in the home, teach that in the church. But most of all, we have to live that. And if you never had an attack of the enemy coming across you, amen, you just keep on living. He's waiting around the corner. Amen. But we as the body of Christ, no matter what comes our way, amen, we have to put on the whole arm of God. It was just the other day I was at my gym, and I always speak to them and everything, and I came up from off the floor, and I always walk the stairs, and I say good morning. Everybody say good morning, but the lady that I was looking right in her face and everything, and I say good morning to you, and you didn't say a word. I say it in love, and she was so excited. You know, so felt so bad that she had been caught up in not, amen, saying good morning to me. Now, I could have let that fester in my heart all day, but I did something about it in a nice, sweet way. And I tell you, that lady's been, I don't know if I should have said it or not, because every time I go now, she almost sitting in my lap. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if it's honey in your spirit, and if you don't have it, I know the enemy is everywhere. Amen. The enemy can attack you with something. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you look up to the up onto the 14th verse, it say, we're not to be feeble-minded. Amen. We're not supposed to be weak. Amen. We don't support that stuff. I could have went to someone and I could have made myself out of a fool, but the enemy would have loved it. And I said, did y'all see she didn't even speak to me, but that's not a part of my makeup. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's not my character. And even, amen, in the house of God, amen, I think we more attack and our feelings are on our shoulders even more in the house of God, because the word of God say, do good to all of them, especially the household of faith. Amen. And how can you love God whom you have never seen and cannot love your neighbor? Some people can't even love their family members. Amen. They came. One of the worst things I hate to see, and I teach my children, you don't treat someone else outside of this home greater than you treat your own people. Now, I don't want you to treat the outside bad, but you should give the inside the greatest respect that it is, your sister, your brother. I taught them at an early age, you love on your sister, you love on your cousins, you love on your mother and father. And then when you get outside, you know how to love on others and have, oh, my God, have no respect of person. Don't go, you say help, good morning to one, but then another one walk up who is your favorite person. Oh, good morning, I was just waiting for you, but you didn't get that type of salutation. Amen. So this is the Bible. Amen. This is the Bible saying, see that none render evil for evil. And what an ambassador, elect Sister Brown was saying, the enemy will put a lot of things in your spirit. Amen. I know that. That's flesh. Amen. The minute someone do something to you, it didn't go your way, the enemy is there to feed you. You don't need nobody to agitate it. It's already there. There's a scripture in Isaiah that says, cease to do evil, learn to do good. I learned that scripture years ago off Pastor Barbara Amos. She was not a pastor then. She was evangelizing. And there are some things that stick in your spirit. She taught us that. Amen. I probably heard it, but I heard it better that way. And so we, the body of Christ, if we even see others abusing one another in the spirit, amen, talking about one another, I don't allow it. Amen, praise the Lord. But you got to be a strong, you got to be strong in the Lord to not to entertain it. Amen, because if a dog bring a bone, you've heard your forefathers say they will also take a bone. So I've learned, especially now in my elderly years that's approaching me, I've heard the Lord tell me in the past 3 months, just be quiet and just listen. He don't mean be quiet like to this and praising him and exhort on the word and minister the word. But when people come upon you, amen, and they ready to share something with you about someone else, you got to be quiet. But if they start talking about someone, you got to also rebuke it as well. So I know that. Amen. We have that is a labor of love out of this, because every last one of us have that flesh and that enemy to deal with, because the first thing that go up, amen, when evil is rendered unto you is your flesh, because the Bible says first natural, then spiritual. You got to let the Holy Ghost kick in immediately, because if you don't, you will spring, a root of bitterness will spring among you and will defile many. That's what the Bible say. You'll have people looking at you, and you'll have people before they even met you, somebody that already told them your character, but they didn't give you the spiritual part of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I've lived through this, and I will continue to live through it and see it. But I just feel like, oh, we're all battle axes now, and there shouldn't be anything to fear us to let our daughters, amen, the people of God coming up, I'm in the daughters, the women of God are daughters to me now, amen, and let your daughters know, and I don't mean just my biological daughters, but the daughters in the spirit, amen. There is a clipping that I saw on Facebook the other day where I can't remember his name. He's gone now. He's gone on Be the Lord. But he was really teaching Nathan Simmons. Amen. You all remember the great teacher and prophet. Amen. Nathan Simmons. And he had an awesome message, amen, on Facebook, and that had been recorded so we could hear it in this day still, about the mothers training, amen, the younger women, amen, praise the Lord, and that is our duty. Even men, amen, this is not just addressed to the women, but this addressed to the body of Christ, amen, and I'm not putting the men down, but I lived with five brothers and a father, and let those men get together, that old buddy group, and that buddy group in the barber shop, amen, their mouth is just as filthy and raggedy as anybody else. They always give the women that spirit of gossip, and that's not always true. But men as well, this is addressing the body of Christ, that we should not render evil to evil, evil for evil, because what you put out there is what you're going to get, and that is not the way of Christ. I'm just paraphrasing it now, Ambassador. It's early in the morning. If I was around about noon, the Holy Ghost probably would really kick in, amen, and expound on this a little more. But I just know that it's only right that we teach. Don't, as leaders, you're absolutely wrong to engage in conversations with others when they're talking about someone else. Amen. That is not right. Don't render evil. You got enough on you as it is. When the enemy come in as a flood, there's a scripture right behind it. Say the Lord will raise a standard. You don't have to do nothing when the enemy come, because 23rd Psalm say he will make your enemies your footstool. Amen. Amen. Of so many scriptures that the Lord backs us up and say, I'll fight your battles if you just keep still. But what we do, we try to fight the battle for the Lord, and then when we get in trouble, then we go to the Lord. Amen. So God bless you all on this morning. Pray that something that I say that was edifying to the body of Christ. God bless.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern. I was hoping you'd jump in there. Amen. You bless somebody all overseas, everywhere. Thank God for you. You know, it's such a privilege to be on this prayer line, because this is the line open as we hear each other on this prayer line. But there's millions and millions of people who are being hooked up to the prayer line, over 195 different nations. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Can you tell us about that? Amen. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I just heard you. What were you needing, sir?
Sorry, I can hear you now. Speak a little louder. Maybe if you're not in a hospital or home or something. If you can, give us a station identification.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. And good morning again and to your chief and to everyone who's listening. We are here on NPA, NPAradio.com, on Blog Talk, and we're being television platform of Uber, and we are a professional group, and we're being heard all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory, we can be reached simply by calling into the live studio. The number is, oh my goodness, 347-934-0207. We are live right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. Also, if you need to reach our chief, you may simply call in to our conference, and that number is 646-665-7400. I'm going to thank our chief for doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And again, we do congratulate him on the 1,000, more than 1,000 broadcasters worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. May God forever bless you, sir. You're doing an excellent job. Keep up the good work. Back to you.
What she's referring to is that we were made aware that on the Blog Talk they had followed us and declared that we had had 1,000 nights of praising the Lord, 1,000 nights of giving God 1,000 thank yous. And I even got a little text here with the picture of President Obama, who was congratulating me. And I tell you, I'm excited. We finished 1,000 nights on the blog line. Amen. So you can imagine how happy and excited I am. Amen. The Bible says that we ought to rejoice with those who do rejoice. Amen. And certainly rejoicing. Amen. I hope you all are rejoicing with me, because the Bible says that you ought to. We thank God for it. Now, before I forget it, don't forget the all-night shut-in. This is the night. It's the night beginning at 9 o'clock, the all-night shut-in. when we're going to give God some praise from everywhere, from all over the land and all over the world. Be praising God. I tell you, we're going to stay all night long, beginning from 9 p.m., and we're going to go all the way to 7 p.m. the next morning, including this prayer line here. We'll go from 6 to 7 and close down here with the all-night setting. People will be up all night praising the Lord. We'll hear messages. Our special guest for tonight is Bishop Daryl Hines from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, amen, around that area there. And he has the testimony about how he was hit with lightning. I hope he tells it. I believe he will on tonight. Amen. And God sustained him. Amen. I believe he let put him out. I don't want to tell his testimony, but I just say God raised him up. Amen. He was something, my God. But he'll be there giving testimony and preaching to us tonight. A great preacher. Amen. This night on October the 26th. And we're going to go to our church. Those who are in this area, come to Amazing Grace first. We're going to start at 7 o'clock and have the Hallelujah Fest. Yeah, this is an alternative to trick-or-treating. If you want your daughter, your son to be safe, amen, bring them to the church. Amen. We got enough candy, so much candy, they would never get this much trick-or-treating. We got all kind of cakes and all kind of cupcakes and all these things going to be there for the young people, all kind of games and just food, you know, like they like hot dogs and stuff like that, hamburgers. But we'll have it for the young people tonight as the alternative to your child going from door to door trick or treating. And most of the time, in this day and time, they got a trick for you instead of treating. So bring them to the church at 7 o'clock. God bless all of you. Let me get one more. Is there anybody else want a brief word on this right here? Is Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you on the line yet? May the Lord bless you and keep you.
This is Mother Digby, and I didn't hear Ambassador Pfeiffer, so I wanted to come in right quick on that.
Please do.
No man render evil for evil. And I was thinking, I take that personally, that I don't do it, because I can't see about everybody else, but I myself can see to it that I don't render evil for evil. And I was thinking about this, that I got saved and my husband didn't get saved, but I couldn't render evil for evil, but I had to treat him right. And our church taught us how to treat them and to treat them sweet. And I want to say, I was saved 47 years before he passed away, and he didn't get but about a month or two before he died. My pastor was able to come in and take him through the sinner's prayer, and I hope he made it. But I'm thanking God because nothing in my life to keep him from saying, if that's holiness, I don't want it. But I thank God for how he blessed him, and I hope he made it. That's what I wanted to say.
Amen. We thank God for you, Brother Digby. All right. Yeah. That was a great, great subject. We got it from Dr. Pfeiffer, who brought it to the youth prayer line last night. That, again, there, 1 Thessalonians 5:15. And that says, my God, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So God bless all of you this morning. I want to have open up the prayer line for anybody who has a prayer request. If you have a prayer request, drop them there and let us know what it is, because we want to pray for it. And we believe that when we pray, God does answer prayers. We've had so many things God has done on this line. So it's open to you. If you want prayer, the line is open to you. If you don't, well, that's up to you. Amen. But if you want it, we want to open it up to you. The line is open for any prayer request. Anybody?
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning And to the Chief Ambassador and everyone that is listening, I just thank the Lord for how he has blessed my sister-in-law, Missionary Bethany McNally. I had asked people to remember her. She was the one that was diagnosed with the cancer on her skin.